Now we're going to go to the second half of this broadcast. This is broadcast number 570. November the 8th, 1982. It is KAZU FM. And I'm going to switch from Edwin Wilson and his terrorism to a subject in the news that I put off until I could study it, and I've given it as much time in the last 2 weeks to put it into categories, and then individually, as much as time allows, I'll discuss those with you, the separate categories of John DeLorean, and who I think he is and what he's doing. To begin with, the DeLorean story came apart, I believe, and not separate from the week of June the 8th, 1981, when Licio Gelli fled Italy. There is a good article in Newsweek and also Time magazine. The Newsweek story is called The Suitcase Scandalo. Licio Gelli, his problems with the Masonic Lodge, the secret society, they called it part Watergate, part Magic Flute. The fleeing of Licio Gelli, the list of the 962 members of his secret society, a secret Nazi nest of people that want to take over the world, bankers and industrialists, oil people, judges, high-ranking bureaucrats, professors, journalists, policemen. That in 1981, when Gelli fled, the money dried up. Of March of 81 is when they got his list. And money all over Europe dried up, and Roberta Calvi was arrested for taking $50 million out of the Italian banks down to Argentina and into Swiss banks. He was arrested, and then he was murdered in June of 1982. But John DeLorean had everything going for him, and it wasn't any of his own money. But he began to collapse in 1981, that what he was building up started to come unglued in 1981 when Licio Gelli's operation separated. And his connections are multinational, national, and the clue to DeLorean, as I said before, was Joseph Ball. He was the attorney for the Warren Commission. His role of the Warren Commission was to exclude all links of conspiracy to who killed Kennedy. His and the other attorney's role was to hide the Nazi network, the Odessa Galen agents in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Europe that worked with Lee and Marina Oswald, or in New Orleans, or in Mexico. Oswald's Nazi connections, even though they were there in the 26 volumes, Joseph Ball, and the organized crime, the mafia, the Nazi, and the CIA. The lawyer skillfully, in 26 volumes, you know, 15 volumes of witnesses and testimony, and another set in of exhibits and documents. What you want to know is there. I studied it for 9 years. That was my homework. It was all there, and these lawyers were geniuses at covering up the story. Now, I took all the articles of DeLorean so far. I haven't even begun to take some of the important ones and outline them, and others I did. And I made my usual major classification, like I've done with Jonestown and other important stories with you, whether it was Alternative 3 tapes of the Jonestown. I'm going to read to you briefly the classifications. I'll add more by next week, of course, and I have under those subtitles. And just to give you an overview of John Z. DeLorean, where I'm going, and then I can zero in on this section or that section, whatever's pertinent to the news, and update you on that. John Z. DeLorean background, father Ford Motor Company, mother from Vienna, again, and he was crazy about his mother. It doesn't say if she's alive or dead. She came from Vienna. I don't know if she knew the Von Dahm family or was friends with Helene's mother, but he was from Vienna, and when we say father did manual work at Ford Motor Company, I have yet to know, because the biography of people is not very accurate on how they happen to be there. Ford Motor Company, of course, has been a large conduit of espionage, working, as I mentioned before in the program, the Ford Motor Company is notorious in their links to the Italian Mussolini fascism and to Adolf Hitler's fascism. So whatever he was doing in Detroit, his background, his father was from Alsace-Lorraine and working at Ford, and mama was from Vienna. So that family background is something to look into, nothing positive but interesting. He worked at General Motors in design and worked for 15 years and allegedly was quite a genius. But yet, everything about the DeLorean Motor Company, when he's on his own, it's nothing but a dummy front. It isn't a car. car that runs. It wasn't functional. It was supposed to be low cost and safe. It was high priced and you got locked inside. They had to put special people in factories to put it together. The thing couldn't even work. And as I'll show you, he didn't even care about it. He gave one person the design. He spent 15 minutes on it. He gave the factory over to a man, Mr. Brown, who came from Mazda, who was a successful car entrepreneur. Whatever he was doing at General Motors, he wasn't really that much up on automobiles, because as soon as he got his money for the DeLorean motor, he was doing 100 other things, if not 100, at least a few other good ones. Okay, now General Motors, at the same time he was there in 1971-72, was the CIA conduit for giving dummy fronts, for giving to false identities to spies. My first published article in The Realist, Why Was Martha Mitchell Kidnapped, has in that article, the very last page, an article about Jim Garrison, New Orleans, and Pershing Gervais, who worked for Jim Garrison, framed Jim Garrison, got Garrison arrested with handcuffs on a pinball bribery charge. Garrison was later cleared. Gervais came back from Canada. He said, because John Mitchell and the FBI and the powers in Washington wanted to get down on him because Jim Garrison had made connections to the Reinhard Galen. He told me about the International Trade Mart and Clay Shaw and the Nazi connections. And Garrison knew too much, and they had to get Garrison. So Pershing Gervais had a press conference, and he said, I was paid. I was given a priest's identity, false name, my child's false name, and General Motors funded my salary up in Vancouver, and my next job was to spy on an oil company. So at the same time that DeLorean is at General Motors, and I don't know what he's doing because later he's doing a lot of other things. At the same time that he was at General Motors, it was giving false identities and false salaries to frame, I don't know how many people, but I know one very well, and that's Jim Garrison, and I know what he knew. And they went to those lengths, and the money came out of General Motors. Now, as I go down this outline, you may say, well, if DeLorean is so important, how come he got arrested? Roberta Calvi got murdered in London, and he was God's banker for the Vatican and Banco Ambrosiano and Licio Gelli. Licio Gelli, the head of the entire International Fascista Opus Dei Masonic P2, is in a prison in Switzerland waiting to be extradited to Italy. Michael Sindona, God's banker before Calvi took over, is getting 25 years in New York for breaking banks in Europe and the Franklin National in the United States and on murder charges. So Edwin Wilson, their top schlepper, you know, the Yiddish word of schlepper, he's in jail screaming and squealing about his bosses. So the top people are arrested. The fact they have to be brought in, it's essential, because that article I have on Ladine or Jelly, when they go looking for the money and the banks are collapsing all over the world, they're going to tap into these same names, and I'll repeat them on the air as many times as necessary so that we get the picture. Okay? Now, after he left General Motors, he had a wife for 15 years, like Pete Wilson had his wife for 15 years out here. And then the image makers come in. They change his face. They change his body. He lost 60 pounds. They change his personality. He does the body weights. He takes on the image with the starlets and comes to Hollywood and dates the same people as Henry Kissinger did. That sexy boy, cutesy starlet, and they give him the glamour treatment. He's out of General Motors, and he's ready to go. The motor's revved up. Let's get to Hollywood, okay? And the part of his image is that Bible in his hand. When he's arrested, you see him holding his Bible. And then People magazine, he's on the cover with his wife and children, traveling back and forth. You never saw hardly an image of he and his model wife with those babies. But as soon as he's arrested, they're just so too adorable. And the media, the mass media cover-up in unison, the UPI, AP, ABC, CBS, NBC, he only wanted to save his dream, his factory. Okay, comes to California. He's 15 years General Motors, got a new look. He's all jazzed up. He's dumped the old woman. He's taken the starlet. He's in California. He goes to Palm Springs. Now, these are the areas we have to look into. The Allstate Insurance, which is Sears Roebuck, gave him his first $800,000. Now, they wanted a car that was safe because they're into car insurance, but there's no evidence that he was ever sued or that he ever produced a car that was safe. So that was money given to DeLorean all the way. He's sort of like Pete Wilson. The doors open up for him. Everything he wanted from the time Wilson got his scholarship at Yale, DeLorean gets his money, and he's in California. There are this Palm Springs connection. connections in California, the San Diego connections. And who do you think he saw many times to see where he should locate his factory when he finally did? None other than Mayor Pete Wilson. I knew last week there would be a Pete Wilson connection to John DeLorean. I'd called the Brown campaign people, but they're too thick to understand. It would take them 10 years to understand that when he wanted to know where to go, he went to Pete Wilson. And where does he go? To Ireland. And Ireland, in 1975, is where Otto Skorzeny died. The Odessa, the network of the Opus Dei, the international fascista, set up on Madrid. Skorzeny was living in Ireland. He had cancer, and he wouldn't live long. And he goes to Pete Wilson in San Diego, not for a car company. He has an estate there where he can hide his cars in 47 acres, but he goes to Mayor, our new senator, Pete Wilson. And then he goes to Newport Beach, and he sets up a dummy front. Now, this is a clue to the CIA connections of John DeLorean after he leaves General Motors. He doesn't have to, if he's making $500,000 a year, set up an office rent-free. The rent was $18,000. He left. They ride up to a loss. He didn't have an address or anything. He used the post office box in Huntington Beach of Roy Seegerd Nesseth, and that is the goon squad man, the man who threatened the vice president of DeLorean, threatened to kill him, threatened to kill his children. They had a 10 years of nightmare in California, Roy Seegerd Nesseth and John DeLorean. In case you're feeling sorry for him, a good friend of mine I saw this evening thought he was so nice, and he lost his little factory, and she really bought the media, you know, the soap opera image of him just trying to help people get a job and just stepped into the wrong place, okay? He goes to Huntington Beach. Now, the clue to a lot of this is the Pete Wilson consultations before he goes to Ireland, the dummy front in Newport Beach, because any man who's already raised $800,000 from Allstate can pay the rent in Newport Beach, and what's he going to do? The DeLorean Motor Company isn't going to be there. He sets up another dummy front in Huntington Beach. But who did he contact? And the question, I have a lot of questions, and I'll go into details, is Roy Seegerd, S-I-G-U-R-D, N-E-S-S-E-T-T-E-T-H. Is he part of the Odessa Opus Dei? Because we have to know if they're in the CIA and what they were doing, because this man had a mysterious background, according to the person, the vice president of the company, Mr. Brown. Whenever he traveled, he had three airplane tickets to three cities, like as much as three coming at the same time. Nobody knew what he was taking or which he was taking. He traveled secret and was part of the goon squad, the man that did DeLorean's dirty work. But who sent DeLorean this so-called child prodigy, this car designer from General Motors who's designed the racing cars and saved the particular models? Who sent him to a dinky town like Newport Beach? And who's out in Huntington Beach? Who's in Huntington Beach and Seal Beach? Mr. Pavelic and Mr. Arturkovich were two of the most deadly war criminals working for the Vatican during World War II in Yugoslavia. Their names are history if you don't know them. Pavelic worked with the Vatican, and I'll do one evening if you want a visual picture of Pavelic and Arturkovich. Pavelic left. He went to Argentina. He got a passport from the Vatican. When Perón was kicked out, he went to Paraguay, and he had the Nazi escape haven over there in Paraguay. Was Stroessner. Arturkovich went to Switzerland, then went to Ireland, and there is a book out, The Shamrock and the Swastika. There's a lot of material about Ireland and the network of Skorzeny before the war and during the war, of the Nazi net that was set up in the so-called neutral Ireland. He got an Irish passport. He used an Irish name and went to his families, who were very wealthy contractors, building business in Huntington Beach. Now, there's been an order for the last 20 years to deport Arturkovich. You couldn't get him out or Otto von Bolschwing. They are the network of the Galen operation, one up in Sunnyvale, California, who passed away this year, and one still alive down there in Huntington Beach, Arturkovich. And he goes down to meet Mr. Roy Seegerd Nesseth, and that's what we've got to check out, and the Huntington Beach Arturkovich connection, because there's overlays of these people and Ireland that are beyond what I'm doing now. I just want to give you an overview. Now, there's 10 years of nightmare described by a writer, Mr. Sullivan, marvelous articles in Los Angeles Herald, the victims of DeLorean and Roy Seegerd Nesseth, and they go into detail of Hazel Upton, a widow in Los Angeles, Jerry Dollinger from Wichita, Kansas, Walter Avery from Phoenix, Arizona, Clark Higley from Salmon, Indiana, a man from Orange County, and many others. They had evidently five selected targets to break their backs and take their money to test their oats. I mean, this isn't making cars, okay? He's a genius. He wants the DeLorean motor. Who were these people that were singled out and literally crushed? And this article, I'll go into details. Mr. Randall Sullivan in the Los Angeles Herald and Examiner, he should get a Pulitzer Prize for what he's pulling in on the DeLorean. Now, the DeLorean motor rolls along. They have 10 years in Hollywood using art and getting the glamorous, the carpets and the paintings, and they took the home of Hazel Upton, who had $3.5 million and was left a pauper. She's living on Social Security without a cent, and moved into her home, Mr. Roy Sigurd Nesseth, and beautiful boy DeLorean with his new face and his dyed hair and his bodybuilding and his bare chest. And I'm not sure what went on with his team. I'm not going to say. But then the DeLorean Motors, we've got the dream, okay? We're going to show General Motors that we can do it on our own, the DeLorean Motors. He gets the money from Canada, a Canadian investor, and I want to know if it's Mr. Bloomfield and the Permindex operation to open the Irish factory. And then he brings a California contractor to Ireland, and I want to know if it's Mr. Arturkovich's two brothers from Huntington Beach. I want to know if he was running those factories in Ireland with Roy Sigurd Nesseth as his goon squad, who the contractors were from California that went to Ireland, and who the Canadian investor was. So under the DeLorean Motors rolls along, we have the Canadian investor. I want to know whether it's Bloomfield and the Permindex, the California contractors. Great Britain coughs up $150 million, and an article said up front they gave $150 million. They might have given more. Then they have the car problems. The car falls apart. The construction's bad. The malfunction. Now, I have a whole section of statements of the man who took over the car factory and how it broke, how DeLorean showed up and didn't care about it. And if I have time tonight, I'll give you some quotations or start them next week and see if you really think he was running a motor company or something else. In the meantime, he accumulated $75 million. It wasn't his own money in the car company, no. Goes bankrupt, and somebody from Columbus, Ohio, buys it. Now, two branches of the International Fascista are Columbus, Ohio, and Muscle Shoals, Alabama. The Defense Industry Security Command, the group that killed John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Salvador Allende, the network that Edwin Wilson and Frank Turpel and George Coppola worked for, and Theodore Shackley and Thomas Kleins. Columbus, Ohio, has bought DeLorean Motor. So let's find out from the financial papers where they came from. But he is, as I say, hasn't put in any money. He's like Pete Wilson. Don't bother. We'll take care of you. He has his own banks, but not his own money. He has made $75 million. He doesn't offer his property. One, he's offered some pieces of property for his $10 million bail. And I heard on the news, it was about 3 in the morning. I was up last night or this morning, 3 in the morning, that he's been charged on some various serious tax charges, and of course they have to do with his convoluted money. Now, he had other investments. He had one in a big hunk in Utah, in Nevada, where the new head of the GOP, the national head, Paul Laxalt, is the senator from Nevada. This will bring in the whole Reagan gate and gang if it goes thoroughly, and it should. Investments in Chrysler Corporation, investments and interest in buying the Chrysler buses in Colorado, and also maritime vessels. Now, that's the area what we have to do research in, because Edwin Wilson in Washington for Task Force 157 with Bobby Inman set up 127 dummy front businesses called maritime operations. Okay, so Mr. DeLorean has maritime vessels. You don't see that car floating, do you? It's not a boat, but the car company's supposed to be going along. He's got that going in Ireland. The head of the original Skorzeny Odessa Farms, he's got his little factory up there in Belfast. But what's the maritime vessels? Now, the banks he's involved with. Funding for his domestic operations in Utah, Continental Illinois, the Chicago Bank, the Bank of America for the cars, his Geneva Bank account that is unexplained, written up very nicely in the New York Times. That's October 21st, 1982. A corporation called GPTD that we'll go into in a while. GPD was supposed to be money for Lotus Cars Limited of Norwich, England, But according to other stories, it has to do with Lotus cars in Italy. And it is the Italian connections, because among his other activities was a daily visit to St. Patrick's in New York City when he's in New York. And Cardinal Cook is the American representative for the Opus Dei and Licio Gelli and the Sovereign Military Order of Malta and the connections to Odessa. And he daily would pray there. But in between, he didn't pray for Roy Sigurd Nesseth and his victims. It's one thing to go to St. Patrick's every day, but if you're giving death threats to people and threatening to kill their families and sending guns after them, and this is all documented. The fellow left without his salary. He had 15 months to go and left DeLorean Motors because of death threats. And the goon squads of Nesseth, written up in the L.A. Herald Examiner, there's an inconsistency that I always like to bring out of every religion, whether it's Begin or Cardinal Cook. I have no, or the Mormon Church, Mr. Kennedy of the vice president, or vice head of the Mormon Church, David Kennedy, wanted for murder charges with Sindona in Italy. There isn't a religion that is separate from what the individual does, and I don't have to go into that more. Each week I talk about it, but his front, or his meeting place in New York, could have been every day at St. Patrick's while all this is going on. Now, we had long associations, and I'll do more on those, but I did want to give you this overview. In the San Carlos area in San Francisco, right next to Stanford University, the FBI used the Eureka Federal Savings account for their CIA, FBI drug work for 10 years. 10 years ago, 1972, was when Jim Jones was getting his money from Tim Stone from Stanford, and when the SLA was being set up, the SLA and the CIA, right out of that area. The FBI used that account for 10 years. Now, William Morgan Hetrick, the man arrested with DeLorean, worked with James Timothy Hoffman, the other agent, for 10 years in narcotics traffic, and they were well acquainted with each other. William Hetrick also knew John DeLorean for 10 years. That was a long association. He knew him for 10 years. And Christina Farrar, before she knew John DeLorean, was friends with Mr. Hetrick and was close to him, and also to Mr. Jones. Before I came on the broadcast, a friend and listener of this program brought me an article from the New York Times, November 9th, 1972. Fletcher Jones was killed yesterday. That was November the 8th, 10 years ago tonight. Fletcher Jones was killed in a car crash. He was the founder of computer science. He was killed in Solvang, California. He was chairman of Computer Science Corporation. Fletcher Jones dated Christina Ferrari before she married John DeLorean, okay? She knew Hetrick, who he was arrested with, one of the largest drug dealers in California, and she dated Fletcher Jones, who worked and developed airplanes and so forth with Mr. Hetrick. And Jones died, and Christina was free and married DeLorean. And incidentally enough, to make this whet your appetite, the New York Times obituary of November 9th, 1972, with a picture of Fletcher Jones, tells about his company, his computer company, in July of 1980, and how his stock made headlines and startled Wall Street, and there was all of a sudden a rush on the stock, and they didn't have knowledge that any one person or company owned as many shares as were bought in that company. And when they checked out who was with buying these stocks, because only Mr. Jones and Mr. Nutt, N-U-T-T, had as many shares as they thought were available, and someone was buying more, it was Investors Overseas Service, which was Bernie Kornfield, William Casey of the CIA, and Robert Vesco. So Investors Overseas, and also Bernie Kornfield at the time, at that time period, was dating Vicki Morgan, who was co-hostess and mistress to Alfred Bloomingdale, Ronald Reagan's best friend, and on the CIA board. So Fletcher Jones was dating Christina Ferrari. He dies in a plane crash. His stock is held by Investment Overseas, who gets this huge hunk. She marries DeLorean, and the man arrested in the drug deal at this time, Hetrick, worked with Jones, and he knew John DeLorean 10 years ago. So we have the Christina Ferrari, F-E-R-R-A-R-E, the model, her maiden name, and William Hetrick knew each other a long time ago. And I think if you don't remember the names, you're getting the gist that this is going to get interesting and convoluted. It involves the Learjet and Mr. Lear that they worked for and flew for. The Learjet was sold to a Saudi Arabian company and moved their headquarters to Nevada. The attorney for Saudi Arabian business and Mr. Khashoggi is Joseph Ball, who became DeLorean's attorney. Now, the countries involved so far that I have crossfiled in the DeLorean story, getting down to the outline, Great Britain, of course, where he spent most of his time, Ireland, where the factory was, where he didn't spend any of his time, and according to People magazine, the reason he didn't spend his time there was he was afraid he'd be killed. I'm sure that he thought that he would be like Roberta Calvi or Kevin McCullough. They died later, but he didn't spend any time in Ireland. Romania is a area I'll go into because he wanted to set up car agencies. That's where Otto von Bolschwing had the Romanian Iron Guard, the Romanian group that came into Richard Nixon's office and with Ronald Reagan. And the important thing is that they could set up factories and cars, he said, will be as big as General Motors in Romania, then cause internal riots like Lech Walesa and Lane Kirkland are doing in Poland right now. The estates, San Diego, New Jersey, New York, Fifth Avenue apartment, the meeting place, St. Patrick's in New York, his partners, DeLorean, William Morgan, Hetrick, and Stephen Lee Arrington. I'll do biographies of those soon. The death threats and the murders is another character, and the names involved go from A to Z, starting with John Belushi with a V and then going on. Now, that gives you an overview of John DeLorean. Now, any one evening following this broadcast, I may go into the Huntington Beach, the Nazi connections, the Pete Wilson connections, the Ireland Scorzeny, the California Santa Ynez, the flight strip that Fletcher Jones used, and Hetrick was inches away from Ronald Reagan's ranch. Reagan's name is in these articles. So in summary, what we're getting is Wilson bringing in George Bush and the CIA and the terrorism of the Middle East and Southeast Asia nuke in hand, and simultaneously Licio Gelli being arrested and brought in the links of that Masonic Lodge to Ronald Reagan again and Alexander Haig and the CIA. And now John DeLorean with his international connections that will hit a lot of bases. I haven't given you the reasons why I have the titles yet, but I think you get a pretty good idea of what I'm leading to, and we'll do more next week. In the meantime, this is Mae Brussel on KAZU-FM. You take care of yourself, and I'll be back with you next week.
Everybody says don't, everybody says don't, everybody says don't get out of line. When they say that, then, lady, that's a sign. 9 times out of 10, lady, you are doing just fine. Make just a ripple. Come on, be brave. This time a ripple, next time a wave. Sometimes you have to start small, climbing the tiniest wall. Maybe you're going to fall, but it's better than not starting at all. Everybody says don't, everybody says stop, everybody says mustn't rock the boat, mustn't touch a thing. Everybody says don't, everybody says wait, everybody says can't fight City Hall, can't upset the cart, can't laugh at the king. Well, I say try, I say laugh at the kings or they'll make you cry. Lose your poise, fall if you have to, but lady, make a noise. Everybody says don't, everybody says can't, everybody says wait around for miracles. That's the way the world is made. I insist on miracles. If you do them, miracles, nothing to them. I say no.